we want to note here something that could get lost in the translation from one big news story to another to another. And that's a gift that has been given to Michigan State University to establish a public service award and a new lecture series at MSU. This would be part of oversight with the Department of Political Science in the College of Social Sciences at MSU by a Spartan who knows his way around the political arena. And I'm talking about former governor, U.S. Congressman, and of course, Ambassador to Canada, Jim Blanchard. And his wife, Janet, have donated $1 million to MSU, and Governor Blanchard joins us on the line this morning from suburban Virginia. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning. I'm headed to Michigan, headed to East Lansing today and tomorrow, and it's a big weekend for us, big sports weekend for sure.
There's no question about that. On the sports side, Draymond Green, the tremendous Spartan and now national NBA champion, Golden State Warrior, has just given a huge amount of money on the athletic side. Yours on the other side here to establish this public service award and lecture series. What was behind this in your mind, and what is the and what's the drive here for you with this very generous donation you're making?
Well, you know, I've been involved with MSU all my life, really, and went there and was the first governor to graduate from Michigan State. And this year is their capital campaign, so I was looking for something that I could help create that would be helpful to the academic side. We've been major contributors to the basketball and football program, but
sure.
it is an educational institution. So
right.
we figured out that the one way we could do this for social science and political science is to establish this lecture series for public service and give out a Spartan Statesmanship Award and bring in leaders, statesmen and women from around the country in politics, government, diplomacy, journalism, authors, to talk about public service and help inspire students like I was inspired at MSU and have an ongoing program over the years that will last, I hope, well beyond my time. And it's just a way to say thank you. I mean, when you're in public service, as I've been, it's a continuing obligation. I'm really happy to do it.
Governor Jim Blanchard joining us this morning from just outside Washington, D.C. He'll be coming in, as you heard, later today and for the game this weekend. He's just donated a large amount of money to the university, or $1 million, to create a new lecture series called the Governor Jim Blanchard Public Service Forum, doing so along with his wife, Janet. Who inspired you at MSU? You were there in the John Hanna era, and he was larger than life. Was he somebody who inspired you?
Yeah, he did, and he was a friend. In fact, years later, he was the master of ceremonies at my inauguration. I had fraternity brothers that were helping me. I was class president, helping me organize. John Kennedy had just been elected president.
Sure.
So I was just really, really excited about Kennedy and the whole Kennedy era. There were others.
Martin Luther King in that era.
Yeah, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, the whole civil rights movement was big. And Michigan State played a great role in it. John Hanna was the first chair of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. Ernie Green, the first graduate from Little Rock High School, Central, was at Michigan State, and a friend, still a friend today. So we've had a lot of activists at MSU. You know, the two current U.S. senators from Michigan, Gary Peters and Debbie Stabenow, both have degrees from Michigan State. So we have a tradition of service and excellence, and I'm just one part of it, really, and I want to highlight that.
And Governor Blanchard, I throw in, since we talk a little sports here, I would throw in for civil rights Duffy Doherty as well, because that's not to be discounted what he did with Southern players to give them the opportunity, open the doors, and it kind of worked back the other way eventually, as it always should have. So you heard what played out.
That is correct, by the way.
Yeah, you heard what
you
played out.
Right.
Governor, you heard what played out overnight here. 3:12 a.m., one representative resigns. An hour later, another one is expelled, only the fourth time in the state of Michigan's long history of the legislature that this has occurred. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't know a lot about it other than what you read in the newspapers, and it's just a very sad situation. Very sad, and it's a blemish on the legislature. And so I think they tried to deal with it as quickly as they could. I feel bad for everybody concerned, particularly the families involved, and I don't know what else to say other than the people, most people in politics are very honorable. They're well motivated. Yes, it's true. It's true they like power. Yes, it's true they like recognition. But most people I've known over the years in Congress or in Lansing are really motivated by wanting to serve and do things, create things, change the world in their own way. And I think it's worth celebrating that. That's why I'm having this public service forum, because there's just so many good people out there that care and work hard, not just elected people, but appointed people, authors, journalists. They're part of our American way of life, and it needs to be celebrated.
There will be a Spartan Statesmanship Award for Distinguished Public Service and a lecture series called the Governor Jim Blanchard Public Service Forum. Governor, before we let you go, do you know when those will begin? Will it be next year? Or as soon as possible?
Well, yeah, I think we have to plan it out, but it's going to be at least an annual event, maybe twice a year. Hopefully, we will start this year. It's really a matter of first we've got to get the program underway. I'm meeting with political science chairman Chuck Alstrom today, and hopefully we can do it by the end of the year. We may have to wait till early next year, but it's going to be. We want to do it right. The most important thing is not exactly the timing; it's doing it right and doing it right forever.
Governor Jim Blanchard, our guest this morning, of course, former congressman and ambassador to Canada. He'll be in for the football game. Okay, so we'll say go green and go white, and they win by how many points?
Well, I think we're going to win by 10 points today. It's going to be an incredible game, tomorrow.
And, yeah.
We're ready for it, and it's been a great run for the Spartans. We did meet with Coach D'Antonio last week, Jan and I, and I said, look, this is the golden era, Coach. This is the golden era. Four bowl games in a row? Incredible! You know, we can talk about the 60s and the 50s, but we're living now, and this is fabulous.
Yeah,
so let's keep it going.
You're right. The here and now is pretty good. Former Michigan Governor Jim Blanchard joining us today. Have a safe trip in. Enjoy the game this weekend, and congratulations, and I'm sure many thanks from the community for this new award and public service series to be run at MSU and the $1 million that goes along with that. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Dave, thank you.